For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So we do this, the whole show?
It's a game day.
I didn't know. This is my first game.
Bunch of football music.
This is my first game
day. Again, there's questions about if Giglio has a big game voice.
Yep.
Does Spike have a big game voice?
I got a big game voice. You heard the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You want me to
your
do
voice,
that again?
Your voice doesn't recover.
I'll do it again. Oh, I'm fine. Are you kidding? I could do that all day. It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We will be here Monday for the show, and then right afterwards, the return of the Brandon Graham Show, which I get to host this year, which I'm very excited. That'll start at 6 p.m. live from Chickies in South Philly. So Brandon Graham is somebody that we want every week. Mm-hmm. This guy keeps calling back, even though we've requested that he not.
He's not there again, is he?
He is.
Oh, my God.
Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, guys. Tornado again with the game day forecast. That's Tornado as in Tornado Shapiro. Hey, Spike, why don't you go ahead and fire my introduction
music? It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
So much for the subtropical climate of Brazil, fellas. You're looking at a game day temperature of downright chilly 55 degrees. Winds out of the southeast, 10 miles an hour, 24% of precip, mostly cloudy. So, again, we're looking at the same 50-50 shot of rain, my friend.
All right, if you're going to be the most accurate meteorologist, how do you say there's a 24% chance of precipitation and then say there's a 50-50% chance of rain?
Young fella, you got to wise up. You know better than that. Question the great Tornado. You of all people, you know my record. This ain't no Herb Clark. You're not talking to John Bolaris. Still the most accurate weather forecaster in the country for more than 40 years. Still schooling fools like you with a doctorate. Meteorology, climate studies from the University of Kentucky. Go Wildcats. That's a PhD, son. Come on.
You can have a PhD in meteorology?
I don't think you can.
And how is it always a 50-50 chance of good weather?
I know you don't like the 50-50 ball, but it's true. It's like I told fans of Philly, you're going to need both the umbrella and the sunscreen. It can go either way. A smart traveler always listens to Tornado. You know, truth is, we're only a week away from monsoon season in Brazil. Oh, monsoon conjures up memories of the fabulous Marcela Monsoon.
Oh,
you guys don't remember her. I mean, a drop-dead gorgeous Brazilian weather girl with whom I may or may not be well acquainted. Oh, boy, she could really wet your whistle.
Oh,
Marcella
Monsoon, she'll flood your whole front lawn.
No.
Not to be confused with Typhoon Mary. Now, that girl was flat sick. Brazil. Been there and back many, 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 many times, and it's worth every penny. I remember one night I was hanging out with the great Pele, the footballer from Sao Paulo, and did I ever tell you the story about Pele at the three-way?
No, please do not.
We don't even know who you are.
Yeah. I do not want to know. No.
So it's myself, Pele. Marcela Monsoon, we're the world-famous Miss Bum Bum Pageant on the Avenida Paulista. He's sporting an all-black bathing suit. No green down there. But it's a Brazilian cut. Anyway, he's trying to talk me into a Brazilian wax.
No Brazilian wax.
Speaking of Pele, he'll kick your balls around just for sport.
No!
Throw the header in, he'll fire a bicycle kick and then charge you for the ride. He'll come out dribbling.
What's wrong with you? Please stop.
So I never did get wet.
Oh, man.
I ended up getting the Brazilian butt lift without having any surgery.
All right, goodbye. That's enough. No, that's enough.
Feel sore.
Yeah, all right, goodbye.
You got a BBL?
Yeah. she'll flood your front yard?
Yeah. As a world traveler.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. Tornado Shapiro.
Bicycle kick.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. A three-way with Pele. Pele. I can't believe. Well, I guess he's going to do our game day forecast. Yep. 215-592-9494. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're back. You're on WIP. What up, Chuck?
So, hey, listen. I'm going to make this short and simple, right? You said what I'm looking forward to tonight?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to the guy who sit on the kick. The guy who flexes when he catches passes. The guy that wears the dark visor. The guy who can take a 10-yard pass to the house.
Mm.
The guy second to T.O. You know what I mean? That's the most dominant wide receiver ever come in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? The guy who put the fear in defenders' heart. You know what I'm saying? The guy who just call WIP out the blue to check stuff. You know what I mean? The smooth one. The guy with the attitude. The real one. The offensive player of the year. My God. A.J. Brown. I'm looking forward to see A.J. Brown in this offense. Moving in motion. Can't be stopped. Unstoppable force. That's what I'm looking forward to tonight. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the guy.
That's a good one.
And I tell you.
That's a good one.
And I tell you, right? You said all these other guys in offense. This guy's going to have a dominant year this year. You know what I mean? You see how cut up he is? How motivated he is? I can't wait to see Jalen Hurts passing the ball to him tonight. And I'm going to say something real quick, right? I heard Joe Giglio put this out the air, right? All the fans out there. All you scary fans out there, you scared. You know, I'm worried for tonight. Well, I tell you one thing, right? I got advice for you. Why don't you go tuck yourself in bed tonight, get your little quilt over you, hold your teddy bear close, and go to sleep. Don't even watch the game. Because we don't need nobody fearful tonight. We're on the road to redemption this year. We're on the road to the Super Bowl this year. We're on the road to New Orleans this year. In Kansas City, I don't want to see you, but we'll see you there. Believe that. Now, let me say this real quick, right? G-L-E-S. Did I spell that right?
You did. Way to go, buddy.
There he goes.
I like it.
I have the
Chuck is back.
Chuck is back.
Chuck is back.
Now, I do have the perfect way to motivate A.J. Brown tonight.
What's that? Got?
Get a picture of Buzz on the FaceTime.
A FaceTime picture?
And send it down to him before the game. And he's going to be extra motivated.
You know, I am. There should be somebody open on every single play. Mm-hmm. I mean, this should be, if everything is going right, this is truly a lot of offensive weapons on one team.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested to see, and I suppose if they're winning, everybody will be happy. And
well,
everybody got paid.
One last year.
Well, yeah. Well, AJ got paid, and Devontae got paid,
yep.
And Saquon got paid. But I am interested to see the whole, I'm curious to talk to Jaws about this at 4 o'clock. I think, because we talked to Donovan about it as well, the idea of keeping everybody happy. I think is a really interesting thing, especially with somebody like AJ. And it's usually, I don't say that negatively, the number one wide receivers generally on every team are guys that feel like they should get the ball every play, but they only get the ball five plays a game or something like that. So it creates this friction with what they think they should be able to do and what they can do. And I think it'll be interesting to see, especially with the number of weapons they I mean, they added a top-level weapon, you know? So I think that'll be interesting.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be hard to double anybody. And AJ's going to always be the first priority. This is where Saquon is going to benefit being in this offense and where his life is going to become all of a sudden easier. Because if I'm a defense, I'd rather let Saquon get his and we come and tackle him as a team versus leaving A.J. Brown on an island. Now, I will say this. They're playing Green Bay. Jair Alexander is a pretty damn good corner. Yeah, a pretty damn good corner. So they may decide to go man-to-man and see if he can cover A.J. by himself.
Well, and that it could be one of those games where, okay, they're doing that, and that means that maybe A.J. doesn't get the same number of opportunities,
right.
but Devontae does, and Saquon does,
yes.
Even Goddard, which we've been waiting for years now. But
or Johan.
Or Johan Dotson. We got to get him on just to tell him we got a new name for
him.
Well,
if he scores before he comes on, he's Jahan.
He's Jahan. He's like Merrifield.
Yes.
Merrifield stayed Whitfield
because
he never got over 200. So 215-592-9494. What are you most looking forward to see tonight? Scott Newtown, you're on WIP. What up, Scott?
Yo, guys. Oh, man, I'm so freaking pumped. It's funny, you forget how much you love football until it becomes an Eagles day, and you just wake up with all that anxiety, man. So, like, I'm just so freaking excited. I'm so pumped up for Hurts, man. I just think Hurts is going to have an awesome freaking year, man, and I think tonight is going to start it, and he's just going to show how he's so much more dominant than Jordan Love, man. I think the Packers are good, but I just think the Eagles are great, man, and I think they're really going to show it tonight. I think Hurts is coming to show out tonight.
You know, I know the game's not here, but the fact that it's overcast and chilly outside, that's perfect.
Oh, it's great football.
First Eagles game of the year, you know? That's perfect.
Yeah, I don't need hot football.
Nah. Come on. Cold.
Yes.
My question for you is, like, when you played, like, when I say I wake up with anxiety, right, over the game, like, it's the only sport that can do it to me. It's like, I'm not nervous of losing or any of that. It's just like the hype of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Do you, when you woke up as a player, do you feel different now, or is that just like automatically in you still? Or did you never feel like that? I just assume you do, you know?
Oh, no, I did. And it took a while for it to sort of get out of my system where you have those nervous butterflies in your stomach the morning you wake up for the game. And it's like you said, it's not a nervousness from being fearful. It's more or less the nervousness of the unknown, the excitement. You're so anxious, so you want to get out there and play and see what your team can do. And that lasted with me for a while after I retired. I would still get that way on Eagles game days. Not as much, but I still get excited on Eagles game day. I woke up this morning, 6:30. First thing I thought of is putting the tweet out is game day tweets. Like, I've been doing that for I don't know how many years. So, yeah, I woke up today excited for today. We don't get very many opportunities to watch the Eagles on a Friday. So we've done Thursday. We've even done Saturday. We've done Sunday and Monday. We don't get very many opportunities on a Friday.
We did a Tuesday once.
We've done a Tuesday before.
The Joe Webb game.
Never a Friday.
Never a Friday. So, yeah, I'm excited about tonight.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I got that. I still got that nervous energy, but I'm excited because I believe this team is a very good football team, and I'm just anxious to see them out there.
Yeah, man, that's exactly how I feel. I'm anxious, but I just know, you know, of course I got the questions with the defense and all
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah.
I'm just so excited for this offense, man. And I think, like, with the defense in today's league, you know what happens, man. It's these high-powered offenses. So, like, you got to score a lot, and your defense has got to come up big on a few plays. And, like, when
Jackson, that sounds like midday show defense is a luxury.
No. I just think, like, I just think more than defense is a luxury, your offense needs to score. That's what I think. You do need a defense, but you got to put points up. You know, it is what it is. And, like, what Dak says, he's just excited to watch it with his son. It's like, I get so excited for that, too. Like, this morning, my boy is, like, he's got his jersey on. He's already pacing. But, like, it reminds me of, like, I don't even like to bring this up right now, but the Super Bowl loss. Like, at the end of the game, I just looked over at my son, and at the time, he's only 10, and I just see, like, tears rolling down his face, you know? Like, and it just told me, like, man, this kid already loves it so much. So,
yeah,
like,
Ike did that for me in 04.
Yo, I'm in someone's house. Can I still get my Eagle chant?
Yes.
Of course, yes.
My customer's going to think I'm a weirdo, but
that's okay.
They know I'm pumped up. All right, here we go. Later, man. Guys.
Love it.
And Scott's a house painter. So like,
and he did that in someone's house while he was working?
A paying customer.
It's out of his mind.
But if that guy's a deal.
So let me ask you this. I know you're watching the game at home. Spike, you'll be either over at the watch party watching, or you may go back to your room.
Yep.
Because we're working tomorrow morning. I'll be at home watching. I'm wondering, like, do people still throw the Eagles parties, like the house party where you have a watch party at your house?
I think tonight
people still
they
do
will.
That.
Yeah, I think tonight they will. I think Sundays everybody has their little clique that they hang out with.
Right.
You know, they have. But when it's a special game like this, I think you can get a. I think you're going to get a lot of parties tonight.
Okay.
Actually.
I can't watch the Eagles with people, so I
can't either. But only the Super Bowl is the only time I actually watch with people. I'm usually at home, too, by myself.
I have one friend I'll watch a game with, and that's about it.
Yeah,
honestly. The family at home, the wife, the kid, my daughter won't be here tonight.
Honestly.
Although she did tell me she'll be watching.
Honestly, I'm going to.
Well, with the cowboy boyfriend, I'm just kidding. It's not his. He's guilty by association.
Yes.
Like, I'll stop over to the thing tonight, but I really don't want to watch the game there because I feel like I'm going to be distracted.
I agree.
I just want to concentrate and watch it. Yeah.
Now, soon as the call is over.
Yeah, we got to get
to the house, man.
So we hope we have some dogs on this defense, but I have two dogs at home that I got to feed.
Oh, okay.
I take care of them. You take care of your dogs. You take care of your cats. You care about them a great deal. Dogs and cats rules got to be your pet store. The best staff I have ever experienced at a pet store is Dogs and Cats Roll. And I've been to four of the locations now. It's the same everywhere. And why is that a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because when you're talking about pet nutrition, and Dogs and Cats Roll is cutting edge when it comes to pet nutrition, and they have a lot of local food, high-quality food, all the fresh diets, but you have a lot of questions. And when you look on the internet for those answers, you get 10 different answers. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule has never led me astray, have always been really helpful when I go in there for food for Rebel or treats, food for Scotchy and treats. They're great. Not only food there, treats, as I said, toys, chew supplements. They have officially licensed Bryce Harper, Trey Turner jerseys.
Nice.
We got one for Rebel. We got a Bryce jersey for Rebel.
Ah.
Seven locations. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Blue Bell in PA, Pennington and Princeton, New Jersey. Now, Rebel is calling Todd Zalecki, by the way, just to tell him that he's playing hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, ever since he started putting it on the jersey.
Yep.
Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
You know what I hope doesn't happen tonight? Because it happened last night in the first game of the year.
Yep.
It turned into the ref show early. Like, it was I feel like early in NFL seasons, there's always, like, the overemphasis to get calls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Calls in there. Like, it just ruined kind of the game flow. Like, that game was.
Yeah, well, grow up.
Nah.
The game for
too
you.
Many. Well, too many penalties.
They were scoot up on the line then.
Well, yeah, and they're setting the precedent for the rest of the year. That's what
they told these guys all training camp this is what they were going to be calling, and they still tried to get away with it last night. I mean, Ronnie Stanley, my goodness, brother. I mean, I don't even know if he moved after they called him for it the first time. They came right back two plays later and called him again.
Well, it's obviously a point of emphasis. And by the way, all the teams get on a call before the year starts because they tell the broadcasters too, by the way.
Yep.
This is what we're emphasizing. So to a certain extent, if you're a player that gets caught doing it, like, there's no way those players weren't warned.
Well, it's like Jason with the fidgeting with the football.
Uh-huh. Right, yes.
They had warned him about it enough, and he kept getting away with it until they called it at a critical juncture. We're on the 1 yard line. He does that, and now we're on the 5 yard line.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
And that was Seattle.
Yes,
I think that was Seattle. Seattle.
And they also had, I think he had a penalty in the Bills game.
Maybe it was the Bills game.
But they ended up winning the game.
Yeah,
guys. I think I have to interrupt you. Somebody very important is on the phone.
Uh-oh. It must be that time.
Rios in North Philly.
Yes, sir.
You're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, man. I love violence, and I promote it. Definitely I do. Gentlemen, let me tell y'all something, man. I'm about to do some time. I love y'all, and I'm going in. Hey, yo, Buzz. Hit the music. Oh, let the violence begin. 2024 season opener of our disrespectful Philadelphia Eagles. We sat back and freaking waited in disgust and hurt since we crapped the bed last season, last second half of the season, and in the playoffs. Now, let me tell y'all something.
This cannot happen again. The suckiness, the giving up, the slap and tickle, the Mr. Salty, Ben Simmons mentality needs to be flushed and watched on his way down. There are two goals this season, and we have to get the first one before we get the second one. And that's getting our freaking hearts back, and that was taken from us by the San Francisco Sweep. We're going to get our hearts back by taking it all out on every team we come across this whole season. No mercy! Then on to the ultimate goal to build legacy, and that's to take the Super Bowl trophy and bring it back to the concrete jungle. Smack them in the mouth and make them mumble. Fleece them all and watch them crumble. Cookie-ass Toby, yeah, unintended. But anyway, it's all about us, family, our city, our goal, our violent victory. The time is now. Unapologetic. Shed last year's skin and turn it into what Philly is known for. Being the bully. No turning back. We start in the night. Bring the pain and leave it bloodstained. And y'all know what makes the green grass grow. Tell them, Ike.
Blood on the grass.
Tell them again.
Blood on the grass.
Damn right. And if our blood sheds, then let it be. Because we are smiling at the pain from the pain that we're given. I say that again. We are smiling at the pain from the pain that we're given. We're putting blood on the grass all season long. Nobody loves the warrior until the warriors need it. We are like no other. We stand on our own and never follow the crowd. Eagles don't bleat with pigeons. Let Brazil know who we are by making them bleed green, by making grilled cheese sandwiches from them Green Bay Packers. We don't discriminate. We handing out same old school ass whippings all year long. So damn it, all the authorities, throw all the back of your knees this season because we're out for blood. The paratroopers are set. Secure the perimeter. And board, make sure you force the people to keep their eyes open like in the movie Bird Box. You know why? Because they're about to see something beautiful. The tour of violence. I am Rios, a.k.a. the Star Major Philly, from Hunter Park, Badlands, North Philly. I walk in the smoke. Let the violence be with you. And if you're looking for me, then put blood on the grass. Gentlemen, I got one more thing for y'all. Y'all listening?
Yes.
For the chant. I did a chant on the song that I did before the Eagles played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. All I need for everybody, WIP, all listeners, and Ike, Spike, and Fritz, I need y'all to repeat after me. Go Birds, take it all. Be greedy and violent.
Go Birds, take it all. Be greedy and violent.
Go Birds, take it all. Be greedy and violent.
Go Birds, take it all. Be greedy and violent.
Violence gets results.
Violence gets results.
Violence gets results.
Violence gets results.
Super Bowl surprise.
Super Bowl surprise.
Legacy forever cemented. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Let it forever cemented and fly, Eagles, fly.
Eagles, these suckers.
See, Spike?
Man, oh, man.
Amateur hour.
That was the first game of the season.
I'm never going to recover. You know when a call starts off with, I like violence. You're like, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
We're in for one. That was, he told the producer to hit his music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so did Tornado.
Did you appreciate the Tobias cookie crumb?
I loved it.
Did he throw that in there?
Yes. It was incredible. So incredible call.
Tobias is a symbol of softness.
Yes. I took that.
And Ben.
I took that.
Seems like a lot of Sixers being targeted here.
Yeah. Thankfully not here anymore. 215-592-9494. The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Marks Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show, Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Do you expect the Eagles to win or hope they win tonight? You know, 49% say expect, 51% say hope. Do not let Rios know if you
exactly,
are one of the hope people. Before we go, you are doing a show with, not go, we're not going anywhere, but you're doing a show with Mr. Joe Conklin, are you not?
I am. Hold on, damn it. I, was ready. Yeah. I am still ready.
We got to work on your joke, by the way.
Yeah.
60 seconds of joke. What?
I'm starting to rethink that one.
Okay, all right.
Either way, you can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, PA, on Saturday, September 28th. Make sure you get out there a little bit early so you can holler at your boy. I'll be there for a meet and greet before the show. Get your tickets at JoeConklin.com.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.